unedited, uneducated, unconventional, uncensored. Welcome to Illumination Podcast.
Here we are again, once again, Illumination time. I am your host, Bob, with my dad, Dave.
Hello.
And cousin, Pauline.
Hello.
How are we?
I'm okay, thank you.
Are we glad the sun's out?
Don't you think Dave looks tanned?
Oh, very much so.
I thought that when I come in, he looks a really nice colour.
Well, you've been out in the garden, haven't you, Dave?
I have.
Now it's sunny.
It's beautiful weather.
You look like you've been on holiday.
27 degrees.
Well, he's tired, isn't he? He's tired.
After a month of rain.
Who's Lorraine?
I have a haircut today.
You needed it, to be fair. You did need it.
I sat on the chair. There's a nice lady cut it. And she said, no work today. And I said, no, I've retired. She goes, oh, have you retired early? So I said, no, actually, I've done a year over. Did you? She said. Anyway, what she established there was that...
She was trying to get a tip.
No, for old age pensioners, it's actually cheaper. So I got it cheaper.
Instead she didn't want to give it to you.
Instead
cheaper.
Of £11, I got it for £9, but I gave her £10 tip anyway.
That's what I did, I put a tenner in her thong.
Yeah.
Well, you do look well, Dave.
You look very healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Pauline pale as anything.
Well, I did catch some sun.
Did you? Did it get away again?
With me, I seem to go red and then up here.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, like a snake.
Yeah. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, I'm not one for the sun. Bring on the rain. That's what I say.
Who's Lorraine?
I did something on Monday.
Oh, go on. I'm on, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh, it's quite... Well, it's a bit boring now. I went up the...
The ladder to the roof.
The Brighton i360i thingy.
Oh, the donut thing.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's awful. Nearly had a whole panic attack at the top.
For those that don't know, Brighton's got... It's like a donut
it's
on a stick,
like
isn't
a
it?
Glass dome.
It just goes up and
stick,
then down.
Now, I've been in tall towers, as you know. I realise I'm fine if you go up a building that's safe and you walk out at the top of the building. I'm fine with that. This thing, you know when it's bouncing?
Oh, God.
As it was going up, higher and higher and higher, with just glass. Oh,
what, the glass floor?
No, the floor... Well, the glass goes in a dome right round. So this bit's floor, but all of this
They can't
glass.
See this bit.
Oh, so yeah. Do that every time, don't I? And then just a rail to hold on to, so I'm holding the rail. And it started going up, and I thought, oh, this is all right, this is all right. Well, it was getting higher and higher, and then it started bouncing, because I can't do big wheels, and it was just like the biggest wheel I've ever been on. I shit myself, I forgot I could cry in a minute. I was shaking.
Was it slow? Was you up there a long time?
Yeah, I've had enough, get me down.
Was you on your own?
No, I do. Lewis decided help. To come, my dad was there. Everyone else... They were fine. Walk around.
Walk around on her hands and knees.
Yeah, but I was holding on to the rail. Oh, my God. Because everyone then walks around because they want to see the whole 360.
Oh, the clues in the
tunnel. Just that awful. I couldn't wait for it to get down. As it was going down, I was, thank God.
I went to Brighton with my missus and she said, I said, oh, let's go on it. She's like, no, definitely not.
What is it called? The donut?
It's called the
360, something like that.
And it's like, I'm not joking, it's like you're going into the airport. But it's done by British Airways, isn't it?
Yeah. It is like a donut, but with the hole is a big stick, so it just rolls up.
It just goes up and up and up and up, but just keeps going. And when the buildings are then down there, it's just, you feel like you're just going in the sky. Oh, it's just awful. It was just one of my worst experiences ever.
Well, me and my missus went to look at a flat. We went to look at a flat,
did you?
Yeah, and that was on the sixth floor, and that was too high for her.
What, on the sixth floor?
Sixth floor, yeah. She couldn't walk out to the balcony. I liked it. The bloke liked us.
Oh, what a shame.
Yep, so I dumped her, and I'm moving in tomorrow. No, so we're looking for third floor, maybe.
First floor.
I don't want to be on the ground floor, because when I was a kid, my bedroom was in a townhouse, weren't we? Three floors.
I loved your house.
I was right at the top. I was right at the top, so I feel safer the higher up I am. So I always think if somebody can throw something onto your balcony, you're too low.
Oh, Oh.
Yeah. Not that they would, but it just as a gauge.
Yeah.
I remember me and my mum went on the not quite as
harrowing.
No, we were on the Margate big wheel.
Oh, that's,
It's a bit rusty, isn't it? It feels like it's, you know, been there a few years, seen a few winters, you know. And I remember it was going round. You go through really slow. We were just talking normally, and it's like a when you're actually in the little. But you're sitting, it's like circular,
yeah,
and it's got like a pole in the middle.
I remember, I was gripping that,
yeah. And we went round, and then suddenly it stopped at the top. We was at the top, and we was chatting. And she said, "We've been here a long time." And then she sort of started looking around. You could see right out to sea, it was quite high, but then it got a bit of a wind got up.
Oh, see, that's what I've
and then she was hugging the middle, and all you could hear was. Where it was moving. It's some old blind, this thing's going to fall to bits any minute.
You start looking at like the brackets and
yeah, you do. And rusty nuts and bolts, you know.
And that really is a high one, isn't it?
Yeah,
that
we survived though, we survived.
Yeah.
Well, this 360 is taller than the Blackpool Tower.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite tall,
isn't
it?
It's tall, yeah.
The locals hate it. The locals hate it. Like it's
the
devil.
An eyesore.
Just because it's an eyesore, yeah, it's not. It's traditional bright.
Well, the London Eye looks ridiculous, doesn't it, when you look at it? I mean, what is that doing there?
Now, I've been on that, and I was fine, which is, I just don't understand it. I can't work out what it is that makes me so scared, like this time.
32 pods in the London Eye. What number is the highest one? They're all numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4. What number is the highest one?
What the one that... What?
But they're always going to be the highest one at some
point. No.
I'm not getting it.
There's 32 pods, right?
Can you get my blank expression?
Right, there's 32 pods. Okay, you understand that.
Yeah.
They're all numbered. Pod number one, pod number two.
Yeah.
What number is the highest pod?
15.
What? There's 32 pods.
Well, 16.
At what point? What are you talking about?
No, just the numbers.
16.
32. No, it's 33. Because there's no 13. They've always unlucky to have I thought he was going to fall, number 13 was going to roll away.
But I'm trying to work out,
but there's no 13.
The highest.
He goes 1 to 12 and then 14 to 33.
Oh.
I've never been on it. I just know that.
You've never been on it? So I've done that a few times. I don't like
London. Never go to London getting me life.
Never go to London.
Are you joking? I suppose if you lived there.
No, I just don't like it. It's a horrible place. It used to be good back in the day, but it's sport now.
Why?
It just is. It's just... Oh, no, it's depressing.
I just hate the journey.
Give me the countryside. Give me Cornwall, Scotland.
You used to be like that, though. You was, you know, living in Dulwich, I suppose. You was...
Dulwich isn't London. I mean, London.
It is to me. It is to me.
I mean, you know...
London. Hot.
Up the smoke.
The smog.
Oh, I love going up to London for the day. But like you say,
even the train journey
is a pain in
the ass.
I'm always knackered when I get home. Like, really knackered.
Yeah, I mean,
all the drunks throwing up everywhere.
I haven't been on a train in a long time.
That's just Bob.
That's just in his house. Well, I suppose we should pick some films.
Okay, do you want to go first, Pauline?
I'll go first, Jet. Anyone?
How many we got left? We can't have many left.
Misery.
Oh, Kathy Bates.
Who's up against? No, you're not picking it this time. You done it last time.
Oh,
look at me.
My sad eyes.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
Or the porno version, Saving Ryan's Privates. Right, so, what did he... Well, Misery.
I didn't think much of it when I first watched it in the 90s. It had quite a big kind of release, and it was like, oh, yeah, you got to go and watch this film, go and watch this film. And I don't really remember having a kind of staying with me. But watching it as an adult recently, really liked it. I always feel sorry for the policeman, the cop.
Yeah.
He gets it in, you know, I mean, she's mental, isn't she?
It's such a good film. I'm surprised you didn't like it much.
Well, as a kid, I was into, like, Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs and, you know, guns and that, and an old lady looking after a bloke, and then...
But I think that's what makes it more... Is it sinister?
Oh, yeah, it is sinister. Yeah,
I think that's
what
makes it... Because you don't expect her to be that way.
Yeah, she's good in this. So she's a good actress, though, isn't she?
Yeah, really good.
I think one of our listeners, Jane, sounds a bit like her.
You think so?
Kathy Bates, yeah, I do.
What if she's as mad as her? I certainly hope not.
Well, she has asked me to go stay with her.
Are we talking about the same Jane?
Jane, yeah, yeah, in South Carolina.
Just gotta see Jane.
Did we know how old she is?
Yeah, she 52 decide? Coming up, I think.
Yeah, she put it on Facebook page. Yeah, amazing. Didn't realise that.
Is she really 52?
Yeah.
Oh, I got that totally wrong then, didn't I?
So did I. I mean, well, it was a compliment, I suppose. Yeah. Thanks for listening, Jane. keep telling your kids to shut up and go away.
Misery produced one of the great shocks when it knocked out Schindler's List 2-1 in round one. That was a shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, I voted Schindler's List.
Yeah. Saving Private.
I must have voted
yes. Yeah. Which is, yeah, that's a massive film, like, huge film.
What, Schindler's List talking about? Yeah. Yeah, it is. But as we said before, I'm sure we said before, it is long. And it is a little bit...
But so is Titanic. Because that's three.
Yeah, I didn't really want to watch it again.
That was a big thing.
It had no bounce back ability.
Harrowing, yeah. I was waiting for the sequel.
Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan beat Groundhog Day 3-0.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that goes back.
Seven times it beat it, 3-0.
Phil? Phil Carlos?
I'm not keen on that film.
No?
Groundhog Day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
It doesn't do much for me.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, it's all right after you've watched it the 100th time.
There's not much time travel on our list, is there? I mean...
Well, was there much time... I mean, what's missing that's a time travel film?
Time Cop.
So we did watch that.
That's rubbish.
We did watch
that. Oh, God. I have decent memories of that, watching it.
I'm going to tell you who's in it, and then you'll go, oh... Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, no.
There you go. There it is. Yeah. Yeah, it's not the greatest. I remember as a kid liking that as well, but it was bad.
Yeah. Well, after I finished watching his film, I'd done that thing he did where he puts the feet on the chairs and does the splits.
Yeah, I know. I walked in on you. It was a bit awkward. He was naked at the time.
I've never been the same since.
Neither have I.
I was talking like Paulie for 3 weeks.
Oh, I noticed that. I listened back on one of these podcasts the other day.
Just one of them?
Well, I thought I'm going to listen to one. I was sick of myself. I was listening to it thinking... Please stop talking that voice. I noticed my voice is so... I've known it's high pitch for a long time, but some of my words are so... like drawn out. I was getting fed up with me.
I thought you were having a stroke.
I'm going to turn her off in a minute. Yes, I'm trying to talk more abrupt. Have you noticed? Like,
abrupt.
Stopping my words quick. And one of them I go, I'll die. It's like, oh, for God's sake.
She added a few syllables.
So I'm trying to shorten my words.
And sometimes when I'm in the car and I'm picking the missus up from work and I'm sitting in the car outside, I think, oh, I'll just listen to a little bit of an episode. And then she'll get in the car, turn that off. I can't have you in surround sound. It's just not happening.
Yeah. Well, me and wifey, we listen to her when we go on a long journey. Makes the journey go really quick. Yeah.
And you don't have to talk to her.
No, I don't. Sometimes we're saying it is a bit amusing. I look around and she don't say nothing, but she's got a little smirk on her face, you know, a little laugh. She's grown a bit.
Yeah, good.
Is that a bit sad to say we've listened back to it? Mind you, I am a listener. No, I've listened to them all.
I've listened to every episode. I think it's great.
I think you have to.
I think I'm great.
I didn't say that. I said I think it's
great. No, but the idea of making this podcast was the fact that we was trying to make a show that we would want to listen to.
Yeah.
And that's why we, you know, the feature diaries and all that kind of stuff. And that's you were the big podcaster, Dave, beforehand, weren't you? Listening to loads.
Yeah.
Looking for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we created it from nothing. Now look at us. We're three people in a spare room.
I used to listen to a lot of Beatles podcasts. There's nothing I don't know about the Beatles now.
You're a bit boring.
Yeah, I know, I am, yeah.
I saw you in the garden today reading a Beatles book. I'm like, how much more can you learn about them?
I was going to say, it's not like they're around. It's like years ago. Why would you still want to be there?
Two of them are still around.
No, I mean, it's an obsession. It's become an obsession, especially after you've been retired.
Well, because they're better than Snoop Dogg, aren't they? And they're better than Ed Sheeran, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm surprised you've still got...
Today's music, there ain't no music industry anymore, is there? It's rubbish. There's no charts anymore. No one's interested.
I used to love the charts sitting there with my tape recorder.
And I don't think the artists are actually making the money they used to.
Oh, no way.
No, so no I mean... Way. it's sort of dead.
But that's why I can't understand, if it was such a long time ago, why are you still now?
I don't know.
Because I was a huge Brossette, and that was...
Do you want to explain what that is?
I like the group Bross.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just if you was a fan of Bross...
I bet Americans
Brossette.
Have never heard of them.
Well, Matt Goss, he's huge in Vegas now.
Yeah, not as Bross, though.
No, just on his own.
Mm.
No.
So, but now...
His act's called Only Child.
I wouldn't be reading up and all that about them.
No, I just think their story is a great story. They come together.
Yeah, but what don't you know about that story?
Well, new things come up every day.
Do they?
No, true.
Yeah. I mean, the one I told you about, the girl on Ready, Steady, Go. Which you've probably forgotten already.
No. She won the dancing and then she went missing and he wrote a song about her.
Well, yeah, but that's amazing. That's 4 years later. I mean, that is amazing. I didn't know that till about 3 months ago.
Do you want to tell that story, Dave? Because we... Some people
all right,
might
there
not
used
know.
To be a pop program.
This is incredible.
There used to be a pop program back in the 60s, early 60s, called Ready, Steady, Go.
Yeah.
You used to come on Friday night, their slogan, the weekend starts here. And it was like an alternative to Top the Pops.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Beatles were on it, and they'd done a dance competition. I think there was four girls dancing, and Paul McCartney came over, and he had to pick the winner. They were dancing and miming to a song. And this happened to be a Brenda Lee song. This girl, Melanie Coe, he said she's the best one, so she won. So he came over, shook her hand, and give her an LP or whatever, and that was it. That was
signed by him.
Yeah.
4 years later, the Beatles release Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the album, and on that LP is a song called She's Leaving Home. You know, Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, about a girl leaving her, left home, and her parents were well off. They gave her a car, gave her everything, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a story, run away with a bloke from the motor trade. And Paul McCartney got the idea of that. He was reading the Daily Mail in 1967, and the story was in there saying, has anybody seen this girl? And no one had thought anything about it, but she was the same girl who was in the dance competition from 4 years before.
Who he picked as a winner.
Yeah, I mean, what's the chances of that?
And that is incredible. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And things just come out all the time.
And you only learnt that recently?
Yeah, pretty recently, yeah. Yeah, it's just one of them crazy things. What's the chances?
But it's becoming a bit of an obsession, Dave, isn't it?
Well, no, because it's an interest, isn't it? I'm interested in it.
Today you was watching YouTube on the big telly.
So I wasn't watching YouTube today.
No, but almost every day you do that, and you watch a podcast of people just talking about Beatles, and then he goes in the garden and reads his book about the Beatles.
What, every day?
And plays music. Yeah, plays
music.
No, not every day, but
it's a new book I've got, so I'm going to read it, aren't I?
I'm just...
More than once a week?
I don't know how you can... Yeah, more than once a week, definitely. Three times a week.
So I don't have to justify it.
No, you don't.
I'll read a lot of football books about the 1950s. And cricket about the 1950s. Maybe I just think life was better back then. Maybe
Sorry,
I should go back.
Stop living in the past, Dave.
Yeah. Jethro Tull.
I don't know what that is.
Living in the past. It's a song about Jethro Tull.
Yeah, I knew that.
I never heard of it.
1963.
Jethro Tull.
No, later than that.
Oh.
Never heard of
it. He was a lead singer who played the flute. How'd you work that one out?
How'd he do that?
Ian Anderson, his name was.
God,
it's not just them, but theirs is the most fascinating story.
It is. I mean, I'm not...
There's a beginning, a middle and an end. There was a load before they actually started with the Pete Best thing and Stuart Sutcliffe, who died in Hamburg. I mean...
I bet you were...
It's just a fascinating
devastated.
Story. What, when Stuart Sutcliffe died?
No, when John Lennon...
I was more gay when George Harrison died.
Oh, was you?
Yeah, because I really like George Harrison.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, upset when famous people die. I was probably more upset when he died than any other famous person. I suppose a lot of people say Diana.
Oh, mine was Diana.
Yeah.
I really did cry.
But why?
I don't know why.
But it's illogical,
isn't
it? You never knew her. I mean, it's
so
crazy.
It's so
the world
weird.
Went mad, didn't it?
I look back, like at the time, it didn't. It just felt like we were all in grief. I went to Buckingham Palace, I laid my flowers, I cried. I cried at the funeral, watching the funeral. I cried seeing William and Harry behind the coffin, all of that. But now I look back, I think, I wonder why. Why was I so...
It was sort of mass hysteria,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't really.
I've never had it with any other famous person.
Sad about... I don't really
I was gutted when Michael Jackson died.
Such a shock, though, wasn't it?
That was just I couldn't believe it.
Well, he was planning... Not the comeback, but he was planning the whole tour and the O2.
Yeah, I said before
and
tickets,
O2,
didn't I?
Yeah.
I was in the pub with the lads in the Sydney Arms, and I got a text through from someone saying... Michael Jackson's died. I thought, I said that out. I stopped him in mid-conversation. Michael Jackson's dead. No, he ain't.
Well, that's what I said, because my friend Gemma, I was working in the office because I was working nights then, so I'd just started, and me and Gemma were going to the concert together. Well, she rung through. She was in the other office. She rung through. She went, you ain't going to believe who's dead.
Guess who's dead? What a game.
Well, I was really bad. Like, this is really out of order. When I think back now, when Princess Diana died, so I'd been out that night and heard it on the radio. So I come in late at night, because it was announced on the radio that she'd been in an accident.
Right.
I come in that night and I'm laying in bed. Mum and Dad already in bed. I'm laying in bed just listening to the radio, because I thought, I've got to know she's all right. So I put the radio on and just play music. And then it come over, like the bongs and breaking news, Princess Diana's died. So this was, I don't know what time in the morning, early hours in the morning. So I've gone marching out of my bedroom into my mum's bedroom, bearing in mind she's absolutely fast asleep. Mum, shaking her like that. She's like, what? I went, guess who's dead? What an awful thing to do. And she jumps out of bed, she went, oh, and I went, Princess Diana. She went, oh, Paul William. Put her head down.
Paul William.
Yes, that was her exact words. Oh, Paul William. And she put her head down.
Never mind Harry, the little shit.
But when I look back, what a terrible thing to do. There you are, fast asleep, and your daughter comes
guess
in.
Guess who's dead?
Yeah.
Let me get my pen and paper out. We might be here a while.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. I never...
Yeah, she was upset as well.
But then maybe, I don't know, maybe nobody's celebrities died that I've had that.
Maybe when Hulk Hogan dies. Maybe, or Ricky Gervais or someone like that. Then it'll, yeah. Then...
But I think at the time it was because we, the public, all knew how shit it was for her in the royal family. So I think everyone felt a bit... I don't really know why I felt it, but I did.
Have you seen the film Queen with Helen Mirren?
Oh, yeah, I have. Long time ago.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
It really captures that period.
Yeah. Have you watched... what's that on Netflix? The Crown?
Oh, yeah, seen all
that. Yeah, them. I thought that was good.
Yeah, it got slayed a bit, but I thought the way they captured all the old stuff. I preferred the old stuff.
Yeah, I did
from
as well,
the 50s
though.
And 60s.
Yeah, because there was stuff I didn't know.
Yeah,
so
with the Prime Ministers and that, and Townsend and Margaret.
And the Beatles.
Beatles weren't mentioned in it, actually.
Oh, were they not?
No,
I'm surprised, yeah.
I thought they might have mentioned it when they went to get their MBEs, but when the fans
Lewis
nearly
likes
pulled
a lot
the
of the Beatles stuff.
Hey?
Lewis likes a lot of the Beatles stuff.
Good for him.
Loads of old stuff he likes.
Yeah, I mean, the Beatles are going to pass the test of time, aren't they? I mean,
Well, they are. 51 years ago.
Even like, a few years ago, iTunes got, you know, all the T-shirts and that. They had this big Beatles thing. I think it was to do with the show Beatles Circus, say, or whatever it is. Anyway, in Vegas... And they had all T-shirts, and you see all the young kids, like Friends and all that.
Yeah, but I think a lot of these
Nirvana,
young people,
they've never heard of him.
Wear the T-shirts just because they look cool. They're not really interested in the music. I mean,
it's like when I was a kid, and everyone had like Ramones T-shirts. You know?
Yeah, I've got a Ramones T-shirt. When I go home, I couldn't get it on. Too small. It's still in the wardrobe now. I've got a Jimi Hendrix one as well somewhere, but I couldn't get into that.
Yeah.
They just like, I love rock. I mean, even bands I don't like, apart from Queen, I couldn't wear a Queen T-shirt, but. You know, Nirvana and that. I mean, mind you, Nirvana are okay, but I just like rock and roll T-shirts. I think they're great.
They know how to do it, don't they?
Yeah.
The, what is it? Stones ZZ
T-shirt.
Top. They knew how to do an album cover, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kinks.
Kinks, yeah.
The Who. With the old, the logo on it. They were the plans for Britain. Just the circle. I don't know what that's called. You know, Spitfires come over, they got the...
Oh, yeah, the target thing.
Yeah.
It's like Lambretta, almost. Pink Floyd, probably one of the most famous ones.
Oh, Pink Floyd, yeah. Mind you, they were top, weren't they? Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
There's something you put in the... You know, we've got our family WhatsApp group, and there's something you put in there the other day, and I thought, I can't believe it. You didn't like Friends. You don't like Friends.
Never seen an episode of Friends. Oh, tell a lie. You didn't make one.
I watched one.
I
don't want to watch it.
It's just no. I
love it. Absolutely loved it.
I mean, I can see why it was the go-to program at the time because in the '90s you didn't have all these loads of program channels and all that kind of stuff. You would watch it like on a Friday night. You'd watch Frasier, Whose Line Is It Anyway, Friends, and whatever was on because there was no other choice. But yeah, I mean,
what was that programme with Chris Evans that used to be on a Friday night?
TFI Friday.
TFI Friday, God, yeah, I remember that.
That was in my honourable mentions as well. They poo-pooed that as well.
Oh, I liked that.
Yeah, I did as well.
So you're a Big Brother and TFI, my favourite, yeah. Told You We Were Alike. Yeah,
what was the other one? What was the other one I had? I had loads. Old Turtles was another one.
We're so alike.
Yeah, you've met them, so yeah, there you go.
You don't like turtles.
No, I did like turtles, but I met them, so no, I weren't interested in them at all.
I'm not a big fan of US sitcoms, if I'm truthful. I mean, there are some I like. I mean, going back to the day, Happy Days I liked.
Oh, yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle, I loved almost every episode of that. I love the mum in that.
Have you seen, is it 2 and a Half Men?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that can be quite funny.
I don't mind Bob's one, the old Sunny in Philadelphia. That's quite good.
Because they just don't do, they don't do what you're supposed to do. Like they just do the opposite, where they're just idiots.
I've not heard of that one.
And they hate each other. They famously did a mock-up of, you know, the Friends intro where they're in the fountain. They do that and they're all friendly and then they start fighting each other and like choking each other and like drowning each other and that.
I like a lot of the old American sitcoms, like, you know, Bilko. I like that. And also liked Beverly Hillbillies, Addams Family, The Munsters. I loved all them, maybe because I was a kid when I was watching them, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you were the audience for it then. Now, I just think there's so many. There's so many.
There is another Bond one I like, and I can't think of what it is. But I've never. I mean, Michael tried to get me that My Name Is Earl, and I just that went right over my head.
He started off all right, but it just...
But Frasier. Cheers weren't bad. Didn't mind the episode of Cheers.
Oh, I love Scrubs. Scrubs is one of my favourites. JD and Turk. Sorry if you can hear cars outside. We've got the window open again. It's really hot. So, but Happy Days famously
Sunday. Tom Hanks was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
I didn't know that.
Only for one guest appearance. Before he was famous, really, wasn't it? Must have been. Well,
has he ever not been famous?
It was like 70s, wasn't it? Happy Days.
Oh, was it? Blimey. But they came up with the line "Jump the shark."
That's right.
Have you
heard
of that, Paul?
No.
So what happens is, and it's a line that's used in sitcoms across.
Yeah, I've heard it
across the world. So what happened is. In an episode of Happy Days.
It's an episode where it was past its best. I mean, Richard Cunningham had gone.
Right
in. And they were getting close to the end.
Yeah.
And Fonzie is water skiing. And he's like, hey, girls, and all this kind of stuff. And there's a shark. And you think, oh, my God, there's a shark, Fonzie. And he literally jumps over this shark, like, all cool.
Well, he's
like,
dared to, isn't he?
Yeah. And he does it, and... And that is now how you describe a show that just goes over that line.
Too far.
They need to cut it off now.
It needs to stop now.
Yeah, like when...
It's their jump the shark moment.
Yeah, they've jumped the shark now. That's it. It's done.
Oh, I never heard of that before.
So it's when it goes too far into realms of impossibility. You know, stupid. And they run out of ideas.
Like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
They jump the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 4 series ago.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a clip of that.
I've still not watched this series.
I've seen every episode.
Is it worth me?
No.
Is it? Oh, but I can't.
It's
not.
Absolutely gone, mate. It jumped the shark a long time ago.
I feel like I've put so much into it.
Well, that's how
I've got to see it out to the end.
Oh, I can't.
They're bringing out a film, isn't it, with Rick Grimes in?
Yeah, he's coming back, isn't he?
I don't think I got the cinema. I'll go to the theatre then. I don't think I'll go to the cinema and watch it. I'm not really that keen.
I would have if it had been back in the day when it was brilliant.
I saw a clip on Facebook of the early... It was when Rick met up with his family and Shane's there and that. And I just thought,
it's so good.
How good was it then? Like,
see, I've
so
only
good.
Just finished watching
Herschel.
Him.
Was it Herschel?
Herschel, when he got his head chopped off.
Yeah. The governor.
Yeah, as soon as the... The governor bit, sort of, as soon as there was a town full of people, I liked it when there was like 10 of them and they had to survive and get to wherever and they came across things and I loved that.
You're right, the bit when it really turned is when it was the bloke with the tiger king and Carol married it. Well, they got together. That's really...
But Miss Sean as well, I'm not
And if you looked at the volume, you know, you do the picture, the volume on the city goes up in numbers, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you started off about 24 for series one, when you get to series where we are now, they just whisper. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do. They just whisper. What are they talking about? And it's lazy as well, because you'll get them, like, they're on one of their treks to find stuff. They're going to find stuff. They've been 20 years in world's ended. And they're going along and suddenly they'll stop for a rest and they'll just talk about something that's got nothing to do with a plot or nothing, and it's just use up 10 minutes, you know.
Yeah. I loved him though, because I love it so much.
It was
loved
so
it.
Good, I mean, and it spawned so many other Desperation. Good word, yeah. Come on, my brain just went, nope, not going to let that word go. Out of desperation, I tried Fear the Walking Dead. Well,
the
other one.
I'm not going to start another.
It wasn't too bad, actually. I was quite. And then all of a sudden, they came across a town of people, and everyone's whispering again. I think, oh, God. And you see one zombie per episode. It's like, if that. I remember I walked in the other day, Dave, you was watching it. I said, what's happening? He went, I ain't got a clue.
I don't know. I said this already in a previous episode, but one episode is, what's her name, the bird?
Carol.
Carol made soup and Daryl mended his bike. That was the whole episode. It was.
And I've got to watch these, yet.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, but
Do it times.
There's literally nothing.
Do it times 12. Here.
Nothing at all, because I was so pleased that Maggie was back, and I thought, oh, this would bring it.
Well, she's done nothing. Home. She's boring as hell.
Because yeah, Maggie's back, and what's his name?
Glenn.
The one that chopped off.
Oh, Negan.
Yeah, I love him.
He injected it a little bit more.
Did,
yeah, he did. But then still, there's so many people now. It's just, and he got I lost interest when the tiger came into it, and they went over to the dump, and those people were talking funny, and they had their own language, and I thought, this is stupid.
But she's the one who carted what's it off in the end, isn't it? But the helicopter,
that was a good episode.
I didn't get that far.
That was one good episode amongst all the shit.
One good
was when he went, you know, we thought he was dead, and then it shows him going off in the helicopter. It's like, no, my God.
But the zombies have become just an irritant, like a fly.
Yeah,
they're chatting away about last night's football results with a knife, and they're just stabbing zombies with their right hand, not even looking at them. You know?
Where before, that was a frightening thing, wasn't it, the zombies
coming? Yeah, I mean, in the early days, we used to go on the road, all the cars abandoned, and you just get zombies trapped in them, and the herd came along, that hide underneath the cars. I mean, that was when it's at its best.
Yeah.
To compare that to now, Jesus.
And the brothers with, what's his name? Daryl's brother.
Daryl's brother. What was his name?
I mean, how good was that? That was really... Anyway, we have spoken about Walking Dead a lot.
I know,
in previous...
I get very excited
maybe
about
we,
talking
yeah,
Walking Dead.
Maybe we should do a Walking Dead special, maybe, when you've watched it all.
I'm going to do a Bob versus Pauline.
Oh, or...
Pauline versus Bob. Let me just practice for you, Bob. There you go.
Oh, God. So what's the score so far, Dave?
It's Robert 1, Pauline 1.
Ooh.
1-1.
Now, this one, I think, is quite hard.
Oh, no.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to allow you a life.
Me and Bob are the thickest ones in the family.
Well, this is true.
I can't even argue with that.
At least you've got a creative side. I don't even got that.
What have you got?
You've got a high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow you one life, so you can get one wrong, and then it'll go
what,
to the next person.
Is it
that
hard, then?
Well, it's...
Yes.
It's a bit tricky.
If Dave's saying it's tricky, it's going to be mind-blowing for us.
Tricky. Toffee crisp.
Right. Are you ready?
Who's going first?
You flip before
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Right. Survey site www.onepoll.com. Study of 2,000 British adults who have picked their top 50 most watched movies of all time.
Jesus.
Oh,
there's 50 of them, though.
Wow. Oh, I don't even know where to start with that.
Heads or tails, Robert?
Heads.
Heads it is.
I'll go second.
I'll
let you
say. I bet it's going to be... Well, I've got a life, haven't
It'd
I?
It'd be nil-nil.
Yeah, don't just jump in with any old shit.
No, because I have
shit.
Got I mean, one that I'm sure.
Oh,
but I'm not sure if it's just a... One that a girl... Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Gone with... I put them in alphabetical order. Gone with the Wind. Oh, there's 50 of them. Number 50 on the list.
Oh, yes. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Next up is a Vietnam.
I was thinking, what film did you say?
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I'm going to go through the same vein then and go... Casablanca,
which I think is the most overrated film of all time.
What's the famous line from that?
Don't know.
Play it again, Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
46 on the list.
Well done.
Well, that's only because you went first.
My favourite, so it's got to be on there, because I'm sure this has been going years and years and years, Sound of Music.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Oh, my God.
Not on the list, Robert.
I
you're
lost her life. It, though, aren't I?
She's lost her life.
She's lost her life. Pauline, one.
Oh, God, this is actually really hard.
It is. And you think, well, they've seen the most, but that doesn't mean it has to be an old film. So I'm going to go for one we've got in our list. And surely a load of people have watched it. I'm going to go for Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. 42 on the list. Oh. Right, you are out if you don't get this one, Pauline.
Well, my heart's pumping. I mean, I've only
just think of really popular films.
I am.
She said her most popular film. Yeah. It weren't there.
Grease.
Grease is the word.
Everyone knows Grease and knows the songs and...
Number one on the list.
Yes.
Most watched movie of all time. Not by me.
Grease. Yeah. Oh, then Dirty Dancing's got to be there, surely.
Oh, that was my fault, that next.
Yeah, it's Boston. Just you giving me...
Number three.
Oh. Oh, hello. Oh, okay, now we've got a vibe going.
You're out if you don't get this one.
Oh, bloody hell.
I've still got a life, just in case anybody's...
Because it doesn't have to be old, does it? It can just be the most...
No, it's of all time. Yeah, it could be come out last week.
That makes me think that has to be an old film that's been going, so lots of people have watched.
I'll give you a clue. Time Cop is not on the list. Oh, it's a lot, it is.
It was number 51.
Well, another one of my favourite films then that's on the list, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
Because surely that's...
11 on the list.
Wow. Robert. Okay. Oh, see, that was going to be my next one. I'm going to go for one of my favourites. I'm going to go for Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. 8 on the list.
Get in there.
Pauline, I've just got to say, if you don't get this, you've lost.
Oh, no. You don't give me any pressure.
Every time, yeah. Now we're going to go to a musical interlude while Pauline thinks.
Goodfellas. That's surely.
Goodfellas.
Greatfellas.
Goodfellas. Oh! Not on the list. Pauline, you have lost.
Balls.
Bob 2. Pauline won.
Yes.
Do you want to hear some more that are on the list?
I was going
to
say Ghost.
I thought Ghost, no, that won't be
there. Well, Dirty Dancing, yeah, Ghost.
Ghost isn't on the list.
Oh. What's the one with the jets and the thing that we were talking about the other day? West Side Story.
No. Top films that are on the list, though. Back to the Future was number 2.
Oh, oh yeah.
Alien.
What about Avatar?
Avatar, 34.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Die Hard, 16.
Oh, Die Hard, yeah.
E.T. and Elf, both in there.
Oh, E.T., I should have got E.T.
Forrest Gump, Finding Nemo.
Oh,
Goonies and Ghostbusters.
Oh, I don't think I would have got many of these.
Gladiator, Good, Bad and the Ugly. Home Alone.
Oh, I might have got
Home Alone's number 4. Yeah. Harry Potter, Philosopher's Stone, Jaws.
I watched Jaws the other day.
Both the Python films, Holy Grail and Life of Brian, both on there. Love Actually is number 5.
Oh, is it? I love that film.
Yeah.
The Lion King.
Oh, I looked at that on the list, yeah.
Only one Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, it's the first one, yeah.
Mary Poppins.
Monsters Mary Poppins and not Matrix.
Mean Girls, 47.
Oh, Matrix is on there.
Yeah.
Lewis is fuming.
Oh, what happened?
Matrix.
Whoa. Yeah, go on. sorry.
Let me listen to the rest of Day's
list. Psycho, Raiders of the Lost Ark, number 6. Rocky. Romeo and Juliet, which I've never seen. Silence of the Lambs. Singing in the Rain. Titanic 7.
Oh, why didn't I say Titanic?
Toy Story 10. Terminator 22.
Toy Story 10?
One of my old favourites. It's a Wonderful Life.
33. Oh. Every
time a bell rings. You have to come over and watch that
one. Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
Right.
Now, you went to say something, Pauline.
Yeah,
and I stupidly shushed you because...
Stupid fat hoppers.
with you were just about to say the last result. And I'm thinking, oh, that episode's not out. But obviously it's going to be out when this episode is in.
What a mutt. What a mutt.
See, I told you with the thickies.
Thickies spoilers. Anyway, before you say that, that was...
Pauline versus Bob.
Pauline 1. Robert 2.
Wait for it to fade out.
I could have done better than that. I should have known E.T.
E.T.'s a big one, yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So, Pauline, what was the reason for your failure? This is the after-match conference.
Well, because Bob was putting me off.
What was he doing? What was he doing?
Kicking her in the shins.
Pulling silly faces. That's anyone he's got.
No, he's kicking me and then making me not be able to think straight.
No, well, you don't need my help with that. You were going to say Lewis was well upset.
Oh, yeah. How did Matrix not...
I know,
what
yeah.
What was he up against? I can't remember.
Men in Black.
Yeah. Because it sounds stupid. Now, Lewis listens to every podcast, so it doesn't put him off. But when I go home, if he's there...
Every episode, you mean? Not every podcast.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Shut up.
We should say Lewis is your son, just yeah, in case anyone's forgot that. Yeah.
So if he's at home, when I go in, and he says, oh, where you been or whatever? I say, I've been around Dave's, done the podcast. Oh, that's good. So what... Oh, yeah.
Not
and
Bob.
Bob's.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, oh, what were the films? And I go, you sure you want to know?
Oh, spoiler alert,
he,
yeah.
You don't tell him the result before he watched
it. He always says, if he's there, he'll say, what was the result? Don't stop him listening to it. He still listens because he likes...
Oh, it's best not to know, I
we
think.
We barely... I mean, we haven't even mentioned Saving Private Ryan yet, so...
But with Lewis, he likes the banter and he likes us taking the piss out of each other and the stories and all that.
Yeah, that's enough.
Anyway, I said Men in Black... Matrix, who do you reckon he went, oh, Matrix, easy, can yeah. we go? And I went, no, and then, oh, shut up. Well, it's not, he didn't believe me until we listened. Well, that's, I can't believe it.
That's why, yeah, I mean, I it was a shock, to be honest, and I was here. When we
get over it, lad.
Yeah, I need to get over it. Anyway, it's time, Dave.
Diary. Diary.
Oh, on holiday.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. It's like
I'm at Pontins at Cairns Sands. And we arrived on the Saturday, but now it's Monday, the 7th of June, 1971.
You're bored of it now?
Up early.
Oh.
I've no trouble getting up early when it's not there. Up early to see Ray Reardon exhibition at 9 a.m. He was the world snooker champion.
What was he doing, playing darts?
No, play snooker, go swimming in the afternoon... Have great night and evening with Camp Entertainment.
Oh. Diary.
Was it like Heidi High?
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
Don't go mad, though.
Oh, God. This is going to be painful.
Well, I know it's a touchy subject that I learned in the family WhatsApp chat. Is this the holiday with the donkey?
No, that was a long time.
I did say don't get mad.
I was about 10.
Well, I don't know. You weren't there.
Now, nobody knows what you're talking about. Now, everyone knows that there's a story of Dave and a donkey. And we all need to hear it now. Oh, we all need to hear it, Dave. Well, wait, before we go on to the Dave and the donkey, what, yeah.
I was just going to say about...
Ray Reardon was there.
Hey?
Ray Reardon
at that time was the Welsh snooker champion. And it was 9 o'clock in the morning. You weren't very happy being there 9 o'clock in the morning. Because I remember the first week we were there, it was cold for June. We were sat all huddled with the fire on in the little chalet we was in.
But yeah, he turned up
in full gear with the old bow tie and all that.
Of course he did.
And he played a couple of blokes and they absolutely murdered them. Then he'd done all the trick shots. But the one that stuck in my mind is where he has the basket bottle. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he puts the black ball in the basket. He gets the white ball, the cue ball, and he hits it. The white ball goes in the basket, spins it round, and the black ball comes out.
Yeah.
And it was like watching a magic show. I've never seen that close up. I've never seen it. I've seen it on telly, but I've never seen it in real life. It was absolutely fantastic, it was. Anyway, that's enough of that. You want to hear about the donkey, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Sorry, Dave.
Well, we might as well tell the story.
Well, it might
story.
Be the same holiday, I didn't know.
He was like, what, 5?
Well, no, I was old enough. I
must have been about 13.
Right, go on in, Dave.
Right.
The floor is yours.
We was at another camp where they had entertainment, and in the afternoon of this particular day, they had a donkey derby. Okay?
Do you want to explain what that is, though, for our...
What it is, they had a load of donkeys there. They made a course, like a horseshoe course, yeah, roped off. and they used to ask for kid volunteers. They'd get on the little kids, get on the donkey, and then they'd ride around and see who won. But the adults were putting bets on, you know, some money going on.
They're anyway. Not putting on the fat kid, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Anyway, my brother-in-law, Steve, and another family member called Terry, they sort of got the look that this one donkey seemed to be winning all the time. So it didn't matter what kid, don't follow the kid, I'll back your son, just follow, just keep your eye on that donkey, like, you know, with a white thing down his nose. So they come over to me and said, Dave, look, we're going to put some money on this donkey, but we want you to ride it to make sure it wins. I said, I ain't doing it. They're all little kids. I'm 13, you know. There's no way I'm getting on that. Anyway,
well, go get your jockey gear on.
They said, we'll give you 10%. I said, yeah, all right. Yeah. So they give me half a crown or something, you know. It was big money back in them days. So anyway, there I was on this donkey for the other little kids. I was about a foot above them, like, you know.
His feet are dragging along the floor.
A little black safety helmet on. Never been on a donkey or a horse in my life.
We will put a picture of this. There's a famous picture. Yeah.
Anyway, mark, set, go. I went flying off. I went up to the top where the horseshoe is. They're nowhere to be seen. Nowhere. So turned around the corner, and I'm looking, because you can see across then, because they're sort of opposite. There's nowhere to be seen. They're all struggling. I was like red rum, you know. Anyway, I was going around, Secretariat for the Americans. Anyway, I was going down. I got halfway down the straight, and it just stopped. And there I was.
Got flat.
What's going on? So I'm sort of spurring it and pushing it, and it just refused to move. The next minute, of course, all these donkeys went flying past
all the little kids
went flying past me. Says loser. So anyway, at that particular moment, before the little kids caught up to me, my brother-in-law Steve took a picture of me on this donkey and forgot about it for years. And then Steve said, come over here this weekend. We're going to show some old slides, that you know, photographs that we took years ago. And I forgot all about it. I was probably about 20 odd this time. Anyway, showing all these pictures, and this one of this donkey come up. God.
Bad memories.
Total humiliation. Everyone was wetting themselves. They were so laughing so hard about the memory. And even now it revokes memories, like, you know. And that picture was put on WhatsApp recently so everyone could share
my embarrassment. It all over again and pull it back.
I think I'd have got a bit with the donkey there. It still couldn't separate. It's like it's stuck there.
So it didn't move. It still didn't go to the line.
No, we went up.
You just had to get off it.
Well, yeah, it just refused to move. I don't know what the hell happened.
Embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. But anyway, it happened and you have to live with it, didn't you?
It's just one of them stories, yeah.
That you've now shared with everybody.
Yeah, with the nation. International now.
Yeah, so get yourself on Facebook and have a look at a picture of my humiliation.
Yeah. He's still got the outfit. So I suppose we should talk about these films briefly.
Oh, yeah. Saving Private Ryan, I think, is a... It's the opening scene, isn't it? That's the biggest part of the film.
Oh, I don't know. It's got some iconic bits later on. I mean... that blood when
they when they go to the wrong Ryan, that's quite
good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
but then it comes up, like I said in the first round, it just turns into a shoot 'em up.
I love it when the when they're in the church. There's a dull moment where they're all in the church and there's sort of candlelight and they're all just sitting there, and the guy who I like, who's Sneaky Pete.
I never know his name.
No, he's the bad guy in Ted. He's the boss in Avatar.
Yeah, he's got a strange name.
Yeah, he has. And he tells a story about his mum. And he talks about his mum coming home from work, working the night shift, and then he'd pretend to be asleep. So, you know, just as a kid, he'd pretend to be asleep and she'd come in, just look at him, make sure he's all right, and then she'd go to bed. And he was saying, I wish I would have told her I was awake and sat up and talked to her. And then later on when he gets shot and he's dying, he goes, Mum, Mama. And it's harrowing, but it's just such a well-told story. You know,
I don't remember that bit.
It's only because I like that actor. Yeah. I mean, a lot happens in it, let's face it.
Yeah.
They cover a lot of ground, but that bit just really sort of resonates with it. I don't know why. Because when I was a kid, coming back from Nan's or somewhere, I used to pretend to be asleep in the car. so Dad would carry me
to
bed.
Oh, you have to be carried in.
It's because I like...
You know, still does it now.
Over the shoulder. Over the shoulder. Yeah, so I think...
How far into the film are we, do you reckon? Because it's got to be over a two-hour film, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know the exact minutes, but... How far into the film would you reckon it was when they actually found... Ryan, the real, the right Ryan. Must have been an hour and a half. Must be an hour and three quarters.
Yeah, because he's not actually in it for...
No, you think about
the
it.
Major part of
they
it,
find
it?
Him in the field where the tank is. Then he realises, right, and then they're at the bridge. And then they have the bridge scene at the end.
Yeah,
the
I think
they could have stopped the film there and ended it there. They didn't need the bridge scene and all
that.
Oh,
look, there's Ryan. No, but that's the whole... Because it starts off with
or
the
maybe
old man.
Having to get him back through Eddie Milan or something, but... The shoe up like at the end, I found I was a bit of a cop out.
What with the sticky bombs?
Oh yeah, there was about six of them and a whole of German army coming over the bridge. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I do think,
and I thought the film was better than that. It didn't need that. I don't think.
Oh, I still really love it though, but I do see what you're saying.
Well, it's when they said to him, isn't it? They said to him, "Look, you've got a ticket home. Let's go." And he said, "If you go, if you see my mum, tell her I'm here with my only brothers I've got left."
Yeah.
Which is, you know, but then Hanks dies and it's his fault and is it his fault and, you know, and then you fade back to the old man who is, you know, who is Private Ryan with his family and his grandkids
it's
and
nice
all that.
That
yeah.
Bit.
So it is, yeah, I don't know. It's emotional. I mean, I like the... I always forget Vin Diesel's in it as well. And he does that. He picks up the kid. "She reminds me of my granddaughter, sir." And then he's got... he gets shot and he's in the middle and they can't go to him. I go, "It's a letter for my dad. It's got blood on it, man." And he rewrites his dad's letter.
Yeah, I remember that bit.
So there's no blood on it. Yeah, so it's a great film. It's a great film. I've watched it a lot. Definitely more than Misery, definitely.
I think I have as well. I think I've seen Misery twice.
I've only seen Saving Private Ryan twice. Once at the pictures and once quite recently. And the same as Misery. But Misery was on video and then watched it again recently.
Mm. Yeah.
She's great in Misery.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, the way it's shot where she looks right down the lens as well.
Yeah.
She looks right at you. And I find that quite, like, sort of, yeah, shaking in my boots. Imagine being that bloke. You just want to get out.
Oh,
just want to be gone.
So is this quite hard for you?
No, it's not. Oh, it's not. They are great films. I think they are both justified in being in this round
definitely,
too. Definitely,
yeah.
You know, whereas some of the other ones, you're like, well, yeah, it's probably time for them to go. These two could happily go through to the next round. I wouldn't be disappointed. But, I mean, we're at 52 minutes. I mean, do you want to... It's up to you. If you are ready, if there's any other bits of it you want to discuss...
I think I know what one I'm going. If you want me to say now.
Well, you might as well. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll.
All right. And so, say your film, Pauline,
and
tell us why.
Saving Private Ryan.
And in comparison to Misery,
like them both, but I just like Saving Private Ryan better. It's more in it. It's more action. It's I don't know. I just like it better.
Yeah.
But I love Misery as well. This is hard. But if I've got to choose, haven't I? So
that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. So I think Saving Private Ryan would just top it.
Dave?
Well, even though Saving Private Ryan, I think, is flawed, I like the opening scene is as good as anything ever. I mean, that opening scene is fantastic on the beach. And then I like it when they go film any film where they go on like a trek or a journey.
Yeah,
I love that. It's only the last 25 minutes of film you could chop off and forget
So when they find him and he says
the bridge scene and the bombs and the shoot 'em up I thought was daft and I think the film was better than that. I think they could have found some way of ending it better than that, so even though that I still think it's a better film than the Misery. So
yeah, I totally agree. Saving Private Ryan for me. Just because I think it came out, you know, in the 90s when I was watching a lot of films, and Misery, it did lack the kind of action. It was a slow burner, sort of got going. Didn't really resonate with me in the 90s, but I can appreciate it now with Kathy Bates. But yeah, Saving Private Ryan, definitely 3-0. I just think Tom Hanks and that cast as well, you know, even Vin Diesel, and you got the Jewish guy, you got the sniper bloke, the little weasel bloke who wants to take his sight machine.
He's
like, you won't need that. But then you got the medic who's the one who talks about his mum. And I like the scene where they come across all the dead cows in that field. And they say, well, Captain, why don't we just walk around it? Let's just walk around it. What, to take out the next people that walk around it? We've got to take it on. And they, you know, there are casualties for that. But they take it out, and and then you have the whole German bloke digging his own grave and baby boop. And
you know
all
this film really well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've seen it. I've seen it a lot. I have seen it. He tells them, doesn't he? Because there's a sort of what do they call it? Like a thing about trying to guess what his job was, what he did in the real world, you know, back home. And he tells them then, doesn't he? And he's got that shaky hand thing. And he tells them, he says, I'm a teacher and all this kind of stuff. How much is it up to and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I really like it. The one, I mean, there are some unbelievable bits, but the one thing that really annoys me is the bloke who collects dirt. How heavy is his bag?
Yeah.
He's got a bag full of dirt, like France. Put it in Germany. I mean, just leave it back at base camp. Yeah, if you make it back,
goes back to the States with half of Europe in his bag.
Jeez, I mean, that is ridiculous. But the sniper bloke's good as well. He shoots that bloke through the target thing. I mean, amazing, brilliant,
it's a brilliant film.
Yeah, so it goes through.
Six to go.
Oh,
is it?
Six to go of round two.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, the round of 16 is going to be phenomenal.
Oh, it's going to be hard, isn't it? Really hard.
Yeah, we'll have Forrest Gump versus The Matrix. Not. so that's it. We Saving Private Ryan is through to the next round, which is, I think, justified. I'm quite happy with that. Brings up some big ones later on. Anything else to discuss or you want to say, Dave, or...?
No, I'm fine. I'm done. Cooked. Put a fork in. I'm done.
There you go. He is a potato. Okay, so this is...
I was thinking sausage.
I was thinking...
I don't like sausages very much.
What? You're crazy. I don't like beans or sausages.
Well, I...
That's 50% of the food I eat.
I can eat... I will eat a sausage if I have to, but it's not something I think... Oh, yeah, I really want to.
Oh, hang on. Bobby ain't gone through the motions. Ready?
Oh. The card is ripped.
Oh, there it goes.
What's wrong with a sausage?
I don't like it.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a note and we'll start the next episode with Pauline telling us why she doesn't like sausages.
What about a hot dog with onions?
No, Dave, no. Write it down. We'll continue this episode. Yeah. This is The Essentials with Calm Before the Crisis. Bit of a mellow song today, so enjoy. And we'll find out why she doesn't like sausages. If I knew anything wrong,
Sneak.